Jerry Bader Show, 10:35. I can't decide whether to call this one a what is right, what is wrong topic or not. It kind of is, but it isn't. I guess it is. I'm going to do that in just a minute. I'm going to get your opinion on something, on whether something should be done, whether an action should or shouldn't be taken. And I want you to explain your answer, because I think this one is actually kind of difficult. We'll get to that in just a minute. There's a topic that I've been dying to take up, and I just don't know what to say about it, so I'm going to talk about 1 minute about it. I mentioned recently that I watched season 4 of Dexter. My wife got into it because it was a powerful season. It featured brilliant actor John Lithgow. If you don't watch Dexter on Showtime, when it was on, it's done now, but you can find it, rent it, whatever. It wrapped up its 8-season run. It has a character called, I don't know if he's detective, whatever he is, Masuka. He's Asian American. He is socially awkward, to put it mildly. He is sexually inappropriate with his language. He's just a social misfit. Nobody likes to be around him. If you watch Grimm, they have a similar socially awkward Asian American officer. What's with that stereotype? I can't think of that guy's name, the character's name on Grimm. But they're very similar, Jason. Now, because Dexter is R-rated, Masuka is way, way off the deep end compared to the character on Grimm. But where does that stereotype come from? The geeky, socially awkward Asian American. I find that very interesting. Sergeant Wu. Yeah, and really phony sounding Asian names, by the way. Yeah, the guy's name, by the way, is Reggie Lee. Right? Is that him? Who plays Sergeant Wu? He's Filipino. He was born in Quezon City, Philippines. Filipino. I knew he was Asian. That's all I knew. Now my wife's going to be even more upset to find that out. It's a Filipino that they're making look like such a nerd. Just where did that Asian geek, how come that cliche is okay on TV? All right, enough of that. Saw this story yesterday. It's been out there actually since last week, which is interesting because this is one of those things that has been there for all the world to see forever. And then the social media gets hold of it and it's a big deal. There is a building the building is the Carruthers Center for Inner City Studies at Northeastern Illinois University. Okay. The building is dedicated to public service honoring the memory of Abraham Lincoln. That is not what the entire plaque says. Here's what the entire plaque says on the Carruthers Center for Inner City Studies at Northeastern Illinois. And by the way, it's on the Frank Lloyd Wright building. But that thing, the Carruthers Center for Inner City Studies is housed in the Frank Lloyd Wright building. Here's what the plaque says. This building is dedicated to public service honoring the memory of Abraham Lincoln, Democrat. Jason's like, Most people know not only was Abraham Lincoln a Republican, he was our first Republican president. Hence all the Lincoln Day dinners that the county Republican parties have all over the place. This got and someone finally took a picture of this and put it on the social media. You'll know what I mean by finally in just a moment. Okay. The tweet is, whomever gave permission to classify Lincoln a Democrat needs to be tried for treason. Lincoln was first Republican POTUS. In Illinois, they say he was a Democrat. Is this a joke? Lincoln a Democrat. Lincoln is a Democrat at Jacob Crothers Northeastern Illinois University. How more dumbed down can college get? Okay. The plaque has read that way since 1905. 1905, when the building was dedicated. Includes this inscription of the word Democrat following Abraham Lincoln's name. According to the building archives, the word Democrat was used because Lincoln was an advocate for democracy, the political or social equity of all people. This word was not chosen to reflect political affiliation. Of course, you think in 1905, there wasn't political polarity with the party names, Jason. Democrat wasn't even all that liberal in 1905. So this has cropped up over the years, apparently. But now, because, and remember when MSNBC called George Wallace a Republican and he's a Democrat, was a Democrat? Now, I find this very interesting. I'll tell you that when you think of modern Democrat and Republican as liberal and conservative, you really have to start with FDR in the 1930s. However, as polarized as America has gotten today, when you take the first Republican president and you have a plaque, and by the way, there's a space after the name Abraham Lincoln, Democrat. Nobody's going to understand that. In modern America, it's going to look like you're calling Abraham Lincoln a Democratic Party president, a Democrat. However, it's been there for 108 years. And the archives of the building going back to say, again, it's because it describes Lincoln as a man who was an advocate for democracy. But none of that gets explained on Twitter, Facebook, and all of the other social media. So here's my question to you. For 105 years, that plaque has said, this building is dedicated to public service honoring the memory of Abraham Lincoln, Democrat. It's been that way for 108 years. I think I said 105 years. 1905. 108 years. There's now a social media uproar because, of course, Lincoln was a Republican. Should they change it? Should the university change it? Why or why not? And explain your answer. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's 1044.
Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.